I got a basketball Jones. I got a basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh wee ooh.
Welcome back to another edition of our NBA Weekly Recap Show. You already know who it is. It's your boy Q Walker, aka Nephew Q, and I'm here with my boy
KJ.
KJ,
aka Father Time.
AKA anyways. Always wrong, AKA never right, AKA I'm about to tartar this boy on the show. But anyways, it's been a while since we did this show. When we did it, we had just started with the playoffs, right? So now we in the second round of this joint. Keezy's Lakers have been eliminated, so we ain't even going to talk about them. We are going to talk about the Lakers a lot.
We'll talk about LeBron a little bit.
Grand opening, grand closing, fam. We done with this joint. Grand opening, grand. Well, we are going to talk about Chris Paul, though, right?
We're going to talk about Chris Paul, yeah.
And the greatness of Chris Paul and how dope he is, top 5 point guards, maybe even top 5 player of all time. But anyways, that's neither here nor there at this point. Let's get into some of these matchups. What?
Nothing.
So let's talk about some of these updated NBA standings. Let's start off with the East Coast, man, because that seems like that's the easiest side to go to.
Yeah.
So we're going to bring up the East Coast as of right now. That's the Atlanta Hawks and the 76ers series is tied one apiece with the series going back to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Keezy, what's been your thoughts on this series so far?
I'm surprised.
At what?
Atlanta.
Didn't you have the Knicks beating them?
No,
the first?
I had the Hawks in seven.
Okay.
So I thought they'd make it to this round, but I didn't think they'd be this competitive against Philly.
It's a light skin thing, I told y'all.
It's a light skin
Trey thing. Young, baby, Ice Trey from the logo, you dig? You know what I'm saying? It's a light skin thing. You know, we had to put Julius Randle and the Knicks up out of here, put them out of their misery. But who you got going in this matchup, man?
Whew. I'm gonna take Philly, but I'm gonna take Philly in seven. I'm gonna take Philly though.
You gonna take Philly?
If Embiid can stay healthy, I'm gonna take Philly in seven.
I'm right there with you. I'm gonna get Philly in seven as well because I do believe that 70-80% Joel Embiid is good enough
to beat
the Atlanta Hawks. I'm not gonna give it seven. I'm gonna give it six. I might even give it five for real. I think Atlanta got their one out the way.
You think so?
I think they came in, shocked the 76ers. You know what I'm saying? Because if you remember, at the end of the fourth quarter, the 76ers put on that press, right?
Yep.
Atlanta Hawks didn't know what the hell was going on. Like, they ain't never seen a press a day in their life.
They probably haven't seen one this season.
They probably haven't. So, they and then game two, 76ers took control. Joel Embiid, he had 40 and 13, I think it was.
He's killing.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, so give me Joel Embiid and the 76ers, 4-2. They keep playing, I might make this thing 4-1.
They're going back to Atlanta now, though.
And?
Both games have been super close, super competitive.
But we need to go ahead and get this thing over with so Joel Embiid can rest that kneecap.
Nah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, we 4-1.
All right, we'll see.
4-1.
We'll bet some on it. Don't worry about it. I'll let you know.
And then we got the other matchup, which is the Brooklyn Nets versus Keezy's Giannis Antetokounmpo Milwaukee Bucks. Keezy, the matchup is 2-1 right now with the Bucks winning last night in an ugly matchup. Why didn't KD take the last shot?
Because he didn't get the ball.
Why didn't he get the ball?
Because Blake Griffin threw a bad pass first.
Also, it's Blake Griffin's fault.
The ball rolled across the floor. Mm-hmm. What's the dude's name? What's his first name? Clarence?
Mm-hmm.
Cleo? Something mm-hmm. Brown or whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. I don't know who told him he can take that shot.
Mm-hmm. I know who told him. Steve Nash. Steve Nash told him he could take the shot. That's who
Speaking of Steve Nash.
Coach of the year.
Why not draw up a better play than that at the end of the game?
You know what? In the huddle, they drew up sticks and stones, bro. You know how when you're younger, you playing football outside, you drew up in the dirt, you go here. That's what Steve Nash was doing in the huddle. He was like, you know what? Y'all figure it out.
What do y'all catch it? Somebody shoot it. We'll get up out of here with a win.
Because y'all don't even need me. Y'all don't even need a coach for real.
Kyrie's coach. We got a lot of coaches.
Where was Kyrie at?
He was out there. Uh-huh. He tried to get the ball from Clarence or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't give the ball to him.
So in the offseason, what I heard, I don't know if you remember this, your guy Kyrie Irving said, I'm playing with a guy who can make that same clutch shot as me.
But he has to get the opportunity to make that shot.
Go get the ball. Go get the ball. I know a guy who would have went and got the ball.
Who?
LeBron Raymond James.
I know you made
born
that
born to one Gloria James on December 30th, 1985.
Oh, boy.
Goat James is what they call him. Goop James across the world. He would have got the ball and taken that
he
shot.
He would have gotten the ball and taken that shot.
That's what I know.
Even with that pass rolling all the way across the floor and all that.
He would have found a way.
He would have dove on the floor, got the ball, got up.
He would have dove, got the ball, got up. Ref wouldn't call to travel.
I know that. I know you right
got,
about
got
that.
Got up, shot the jumper, ball game. Let's go wrap this up and go home. That's what my guy would have done. Mm-hmm. But anyways, what's been your thoughts on this series so far?
It's been ugly.
It did. For who?
Both.
Okay.
It was real ugly last night.
It was.
What a book score? 87 points or something like that?
I think it was 87. 80,
I think Giannis 85. And Middleton combined for like 75 or something.
They did. He finally stepped. But it wasn't his scoring. It was his rebounding that impressed me last night as far as Chris Middleton. Giannis does what Giannis does, which is absolutely.
I'm so confused. He's all over the place. I watched him dribble for about 20 seconds one time, and he moved 2 feet.
Giannis is the definition of doing a whole lot of nothing.
Whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, a whole lot of nothing. A whole lot of moving ain't going nowhere fast.
Shooting 30-second free throws like he's in practice.
I'm a Giannis guy. I love Giannis.
I like Giannis.
We just got to get that jumper together.
Him
and Ben Simmons got to get in the same gym and shoot the same. Him and Ben Simmons in the gym by themselves, give them an hour. How many jumpers they hit combined?
If they take 100, they hit 23.
23. They hit combined 23 with 22.
Combined 23, yep.
That's a whole lot of missed jumpers, bro. But what you got in this series, man?
Brooklyn is 6. I mean, even if James Harden don't come back, they still going to get him up out of there.
Do you think he comes back in series?
No, I don't think so. And I think it might actually help them. It's a good idea. Let him go and stay out, get some rest, get him ready for the Eastern Conference Finals and the NBA Finals, because that's where they headed.
Well, they'll make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, but do you think James Harden hamstring is more serious than they're leading on, though?
Well, they said the MRI didn't show much damage or anything like that, so I think he'd be all right.
I think it's a lot more serious, because remember, at the end of the season, he hurt his hamstring and
he was out
for a while. So I actually think it's a little bit more serious than what they leading. Now, I don't think it's no hamstring tear or anything like that, but I do think he'll be out a significant amount of times. He might be out until
the NBA Finals, which is where they're going, which is fine. If they don't have him against Philly, they can't beat them.
They would beat Philly anyways.
Nah, come on, man. Atlanta might mess around and beat Philly, and you talking about that.
In a game of what? Chess, pinochle, cards? Like, what are you talking about?
It's 1-1, so.
It's 1-1. Everybody gets one. It's like with LeBron James, the Joel Embiid did a fill-out game.
He did a fill-out game. When he scored 39 points at 15 rebounds, he just filling them out, though, right?
That's what we do. That's the greatness of LeBron. But anyways, you said you had Brooklyn in this what, 4-2?
Yeah, Brooklyn in 6. Philly in 7.
I give you Brooklyn in 6. I think Milwaukee will get the next one at home.
You think?
Right, because they're not getting another one in Brooklyn.
No, they're not.
That's what I'm saying. They definitely are not getting another one in Brooklyn. And I think Brooklyn is good enough to close them out at Milwaukee. I mean, the hell, they damn near did it last night.
Yeah, they should have won last night.
They won. It was like a 2 or 3 minute stretch where neither team could get a bucket at one point.
It was real ugly.
You know what I'm saying? So either team scores 5 points in that little stretch, they win. But unfortunately, nobody can get a bucket at the time. But
I was waiting on KD to knock PJ Tucker out. But
it was, you see KD's bodyguard coming.
His bodyguard ran out there.
Lord have mercy, Jesus Christ. Boy, you got bodyguards coming out on the floor. This is the NBA that you love. But anyways, on over to the West side, which is the best side, but LeBron's not playing, so it's kind of like East Part 2. Up top, we got the Utah Jazz and yo Los Angeles Clippers. And the Utah Jazz are up 2-0. And then we got the 2-3 matchup, which is the Phoenix Suns and the Denver Nuggets down below. Keezy, we'll start off with the Denver Nuggets and the Phoenix Suns matchup. What's been your thoughts on this so far?
I mean, Devin Booker, Chris Paul.
Who?
And all them 3-and-D guys that got out there, they going to work.
You don't want to say his name again?
I'm not saying his name again.
Say my name, say my name.
What he had, 15 assists?
17 and 15.
Okay.
Greatness bestowed upon Chris Paul.
Who's the point guard on the other team?
That doesn't matter. Joker?
No. What's Joker? That little dude's name that's running around?
Capazzo?
Sound like some kind of pizza.
Yeah, Capazzo.
Something you get at a pizza restaurant. Capazzo. Like, somebody ordered me a Capazzo with extra sauce.
That sounds like a foot fungus, bro. I got this Capazzo right here, bro. It's been killing me for the past week and a half. But, I think it was a mistake giving Joker the MVP during this series because Chris Paul came out and had that 17 and 15 assists with no turnover game. I think this is pretty much – man, the Phoenix Suns have actually surprised me a lot. I thought that they beat the Lakers just because they didn't have AD, right?
Yes.
And then you come out and play the Denver Nuggets, and it seems like, you know, hey, they for real. Mm-hmm. Like, they can legit contend for the Western Conference. So, for me – it's been Chris Paul, Devin Booker, but the person who has surprised me the most is DeAndre Ayton, which you killed on the show, the first playoff show we did. You killed him. Who's DeAndre Ayton? He ain't nobody. He ain't done.
Because that's because he was supposed to be going up against AD and what's the other?
Gasol. Drummond.
Yeah.
And he outplayed them both. Yeah. He down there getting A-Rab money. He was killing him. He was killing DeAndre Ayton. David Robinson 2.0.
Oh, shit. You done went too far now.
I can't get my guy David Robinson 2.0.
You need to bring that back in.
Hey, man. Watch what he does, man. That wasn't DeAndre Ayton right there. But as you can see, Luka right there, which was giving the Clippers problems all last series. But anyway, speaking of Luka. Mm-hmm. And Luka. Ooh, I want to talk about Kristaps and his situation, too. Mm-hmm. But not right now. Let's talk about your Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah. Who are done.
Well, I ain't got to say the rest then.
Nah, you don't have to say anything else.
The Utah Jazz.
I mean, it's one thing to come back from down 2-0 against, the Mavericks. Mm-hmm. But when you're going up against Utah, you can't come back against that. Because like I've been saying on this show all year.
I know what's coming.
They've been number one or two in defense and number one or two in offense the whole year. And everybody been sleeping on the Utah Jazz. They beating the Clippers right now without their starting point guard.
Wake me up. I'm still sleeping.
Sleep on me if you want to.
They just good enough to beat the Clippers because the Clippers are trash.
They going to win the West.
Well, let me rephrase. I'm sorry. The Clippers aren't trash. Paul George is trash. Let me put that. Because right now, as far as three-pointers, he is actually the only person that's shooting worst percentage from the three-point line is Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's not some company you want to be a part of. So...
And Ben Simmons hasn't taken enough threes to even be on that list, so that's the only reason he's not on
there. The guy shot the ball three times the last game. He was 2 for 3, had 7 assists and 4 rebounds, bro. I mean, come on.
What is he doing?
He's a 6'10" Rondo.
What is he doing out there? I mean.
In the way.
Yeah, basically.
You were in the way. Bro.
They should have traded his ass in the offseason like they was talking about it. They should have got rid of him.
They should have. They do it this offseason.
It's too late now.
Nah, do you know his career? I know he's been in the league 5 seasons and he's only played 4. His career high average is 16 points per game. That's it. That's it. That's a max player.
Capuzzo or whatever his name is can get 16. You give him the whole season to play.
Yeah, that's true.
Austin Rivers will get you 16.
He killed, though. He got buckets, though. It didn't do him no good, but he got buckets, though, for the Denver Nuggets. I'm right there with you, Keezy. As far as this matchup, Donovan Mitchell, he is probably the most underrated superstar that we have in the NBA right now. I don't think he gets enough respect. Is he top 10 in the NBA right now? Top 10. I let you ponder upon that.
It's so many names out there. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what makes the conversation great. Because
he's right there.
Does he deserve to be in that
Bradley top? Beal or Donovan Mitchell?
Donovan Mitchell. That's a good comparison, though. Let me get Donovan Mitchell. If Bradley Beal is on the Utah Jazz, do they still have the number one seed out West?
Nah.
Donovan Mitchell.
Well...
Donovan Mitchell. I'm not even a Utah Jazz fan. I just think the whole state is whack. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I mean, Utah's pretty much like Kentucky, but that's neither here nor there. But
I really live in Kentucky.
But, man, so I got you. I mean, what you give them in this series?
Oh, the Utah in 5. It's over.
Damn, you get the Clippers.
Clippers might win one game.
One game.
Because they get ready to tap out. Yeah, they get ready to tap out.
So if they tap out, what's Kawhi do?
He going somewhere. He's not going to stay there.
He can stay in the same city.
Bro, he's not going
right
he's
down
not,
the street.
He's not going to play for the Lakers.
And you ain't got to change your house. You ain't got to change your area code. You ain't got to move.
He live in San Diego.
Even better.
He might as well play for the Warriors.
We ain't going to talk that. You speaking foolishness right now. But I say Kawhi leaves. If they get 4-1, Kawhi's gone. If it goes 7 games, I say Kawhi stays. Paul George got a max contract, so he definitely ain't going nowhere. Pat Bev's on the contract for another year. Ibaka, Zubac. Yeah.
Hey, man. Los Angeles
Lakers
is in trouble.
Which one?
Both of them.
Nah, we be back next year. We get LeBron.
Utah be back next
AD,
year.
AD, Dame
Jamal
Lillard,
Murray and Denver will be back next year.
Who?
You heard me. Klay Thompson, the Warriors will be back next year.
You do know. You
they
do know.
Got some they you got name, some cap
you
space.
You naming all light skinned people
rid of
too.
A lot of people.
You naming all light skinned people. Jamal Murray, go ahead. Klay Thompson, who else?
Kawhi's going somewhere.
We run the league
LeBron's
right now.
Still going to be in the Lakers.
We run the league right now.
Y'all run the league.
We run the league right now. Devin Booker. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me
he ain't light skinned. He damn near white.
Close enough. Close enough. We run the league right now. But I'm right there with you, man. I think Clippers get one game back in L.A. I think they go to the L.A. They split. So by the time they leave L.A., it'll be 3-1. They come back to Utah 4-1.
I just don't understand with all the talent on the team. And they talk about Kawhi and PG on defense. Luka killed him. Well, yeah, when Kawhi got on him, he gave him more trouble than anybody else did.
But he still put up 40.
Well, he put up 40. That's because when they got switched, he scored most of his points on.
So Kawhi was scared.
I don't know why Ty Lue kept letting Zubac switch on the damn screens, knowing he can't.
Hey, bro, don't break it here. I ain't Ty Lue. Don't break it here, bro. I can't call his coaching strategies and adjustments.
Man, I was so confused. Like, how y'all keep getting this switch out there?
I don't know, but I wish the Mavs would have won that damn series.
They should have won. They should have been up 3-0. Jumped out to a 25-point lead in the first quarter of Game 3 and ended up getting beat. But
if you didn't have
Kawhi Christoph, was a monster, though, wasn't he?
Kristaps Porzingis, I don't know who that is.
Kawhi was a monster, wasn't he? Man, he looked good out there, didn't he?
This boy had one good game.
He looked good game 6 and 7,
didn't
he? He had
one in a possible. He had a bad space, and he had one in a possible.
He had three straight good games. He was like, I am not letting us lose in the first round.
I've seen better.
I have too, but I'm just saying what he did was good, though.
I've seen better. I've seen a guy.
Here we go.
What, man?
Go ahead. First of all, who's this guy? What's this guy's name? First?
No face, no case. Don't worry about it. Right. Yeah, I don't even.
What have you seen this person do?
I've seen him average a triple double in the whole NBA Finals. But I'm just saying. So Kawhi,
they win the championship.
That's neither here nor there.
Okay. But
Kawhi's three little measly games is cute, but it's like, okay, that's nice.
We just talking about one series. We're not talking about the whole. We talking about one series, though. I'm talking about how good he played for three games to make sure his team didn't lose. That's all we talking about. Now they go on to the next series and they getting their ass beat.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Yeah. Is Kawhi in the best player in the league conversation? Because obviously it's KD, LeBron, but who else can be included in that
LeBron.
Conversation? Yeah. Best player in the league.
LeBron's not in that conversation anymore.
Okay, so KD and who else?
KD and who else?
KD, that's it? KD and who else?
Yeah, LeBron's not in that conversation.
KD
anymore.
Is the best player in the playoffs.
That ship is gone. It came sailed out, loaded up, it's out of here.
Before last night, KD looked like
he looked unstoppable.
I mean, he still is unstoppable. I mean, at this point in the playoffs, everybody is pretty much unguardable. No, Joel Embiid is unguardable.
Yeah,
KD's unguardable. Donovan Mitchell, Kyrie. When you get to this level, pretty much the cream of the crop is where the players are. The only person that is guardable out of these eight teams is Giannis. He's the only person that's guardable.
And Paul George.
Because
he's self-destructed.
I was going to say, he's self-checked. We ain't got to worry about guarding him. He's almost like Giannis. Bro, you can have that.
You go ahead.
But speaking of the Mavs and Luka, what do they do with the Kristaps Porzingis situation?
He got to go somewhere.
You think so?
I like Tim Hardaway Jr. Right. I like those little pieces they have, but they got to get somebody else. They can't. He's not the answer.
Well, he's due like $30 million next season.
Yeah,
right?
I think $100 million over the next 3 years.
So it's going to be kind of difficult to move that contract. So I said what they got to do is him, Rick Carlisle, and Luka got to sit down in the offseason and have that uncomfortable conversation as to how can we get Kristaps more involved, and Kristaps, how can you get yourself more involved? Because that you being a 7'3 shooting guard ain't going to cut it, bro.
Yeah.
And Luka, I know you like to dominate the ball, but you got to remember you got this guy. Let's figure out why we call him the unicorn.
Yeah. Luka gets a lot of assists, but I feel like he's so ball dominant that it hurts him at times.
Almost like Westbrook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where he's too ball dominant to where you feel like you have to make the play instead of giving it up to somebody and seeing what they can do.
Yeah, you get an assist because you're getting double teamed, but any other time you out there dribbling, you know, the cover off the ball. But
well, before we continue on to the next segment, why can nobody guard Luka?
I don't know, man. He's so slow looking and so, but he's so shifty and shaky and it's just awkward. He's awkward.
He's fast in a confined area. Like I don't know, bro. The most awkward. Like him and Paul Pierce, I will never understand how people can't guard them two dudes, man. I really don't get it. But hey, shout out to Luka, who will probably be next season's MVP and probably overtake KD as the best player in the league. But anyways,
probably better than LeBron right now. Thank I'm you just for, checking my notes, though.
You check your damn notes. But anyways, man, on to the next conversation. There's been a lot of chatter about, you know, LBJ and him losing in the first round, diminishing his greatness over 18 seasons. Some people have said, you know, he should no longer be involved in the GOAT conversation, regardless of however you feel about him, where you got him 1-2 or whatever the case may be. Some people feel like him losing in the first round, he should no longer be in the GOAT conversation. What's your whole thoughts on that?
So first of all, the only reason the Lakers lost in the first round is because Anthony Davis got hurt.
Okay.
So just because you lose in the first round, that don't make you, that don't kill your greatness.
Right.
I mean, he's still top three.
Because we know a guy who lost in the first round consecutively.
Yeah,
right?
You mean you
and
can lose?
And people still consider him the GOAT, right?
Exactly.
So
yeah. I mean, it happens.
I'm right there. I'm on the same page you are.
Sometimes your team just you know, they just don't hold up their end of the bargain. I mean, you can't do it all by yourself.
Contrary to what people,
yeah, you can't do it by yourself.
That's the thing that I don't like. That's the misconception, is that for the GOAT conversation, whether you got Jordan, LeBron, KD, whoever that you, Magic Johnson,
Kobe,
whoever you call your GOAT, you have to understand and realize that they never did it on their own. But for some odd reason, there's this misconception that LeBron is supposed to do it on his own. And if you can't, then that's a diminish on him.
Everybody's going to take some lumps along the way. You can't.
It's a part of it. Like, you know, Kobe, when he was by himself before Paul and after Shaq, he lost in the first round consecutively.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, upholds Kobe. Everybody still puts him in the GOAT conversation. We mentioned Jordan. He's still, if not the GOAT, or in the GOAT conversation.
He's the GOAT.
And then you got LeBron, who has went, you know, what, 13, 14 consecutive years in the playoffs, and this is his first round.
First time losing.
So it diminishes him, like, GOAT status. It's a mute argument, man. And I know you wanted to, you know, talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a whole lot to say about it. I just think I've been hearing it, like, all week. It's just stupid.
It's a relevant conversation, because then if we're going to do that, then we got to knock out pretty much the top 10 NBA players of all time.
Everybody got to go. If you lost in the first round,
you're no longer considered or being in the consideration of one of the greatest players of all time. Because, like, it happens to everybody. And I think, really, it just comes from the non-LeBron fan saying, "Hi, see, look, told you he ain't that great. He lost in the first round." It's like, okay, bro, like, he lost in the first round. But every true basketball fan knows that he lost in the first round because he didn't have the full firepower.
Yeah,
so I mean, it is what it is. Like, okay, he lost, but if he had AD and he lost, you might have some.
Right.
But he didn't have AD. Well, AD was partially there. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Speaking of the Lakers, what's next for him? Damn, like that? Two whistles? Two whistles?
Man, I don't know. I mean, you know, the Lakers pretty much got the whole salary cap tied up in LeBron, AD, and I think KCP.
KCP, and Kuzma, he's on contract.
Kuzma. Montrez got a player option.
Right.
Caruso's a free agent.
I think they only got 7 players under contract.
Yeah. But with those 7, I mean, it's the 3 at the top or 4 names at the top, and then that's pretty much it. That's your whole. So they got to do what they did last year and get some veteran minimums and, you know, exceptions.
I don't know if we can do that this year.
No, you can't. They're going to have to try to re-sign Dennis Schroeder, though, I feel like. I know you don't want to do it, but I don't think that since he's already on the team,
you don't have a choice.
Yeah, I mean, I think you gotta sign him just because it's not gonna hurt you. You know, you can use one of those whatever kind of rules they got to re-sign him, and it won't hurt you as much. I don't think they can go out and get anybody else.
They can't. They don't have the flexibility.
No.
Nor do they have the assets to even try to trade, because I know there's a lot of Dame talk and there's a lot of Kristaps Porzingis talk, and it's like, okay, but to get these players, what the hell do the Lakers, what does the Blazers and the Mavs, or what do the Lakers have that the Blazers and the Mavs
Anthony
won't?
Anthony Davis.
What do the Blazers and the Mavs have?
I'm telling you.
Okay, so hypothetically.
Yeah.
You trade Anthony Davis for Dame Lillard. I don't like that. You trading big for small, and now we have no big man at all.
Yeah.
Ain't no none of that.
I mean, what do they do, you know?
I'm not a huge fan of that, man. Like you said, the Lakers are in trouble.
Yeah, all of LA is in trouble. The Lakers and the Clippers and the both Clippers, in trouble.
Not both. It's just that the Lakers' misery has already started. The Clippers' misery hasn't started just yet.
Yeah.
And the difference is that
two games left.
The Clippers is going to be based upon Kawhi, so they're going to have to hear that all season. Is he going to resign? Is he going to go somewhere else? Are they going to do a sign and trade so they can get some assets for him? Versus the Lakers, they just like, bro, we ain't got nobody.
Yeah, I mean, what do we do now?
We just going to see what the chips may fall.
But they were the top defensive team in the league.
I couldn't tell.
So
I couldn't tell.
I mean, it's not like they just – they nobody.
I couldn't tell.
They're still a good team. I just don't think with the way they have it, they're not going to be able to get over the top.
I think the NBA – well, not the NBA. Let me phrase that. The Western Conference has become so much talent that the Lakers can't just get by just by having two top players anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? No. Especially when you have the Utah Jazz, who have a collection. They have an actual team of players that play well together. Then you see what the Phoenix Suns is doing. Phoenix. They have Chris Paul, Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges is coming of age, Cameron Johnson, Cameron Payne. Like, they have a nice collection of players. So having one or two and a bunch of okay players, it's not going to get it done. It's not going to get it done no more.
Jamal Murray will be back next
Jamal
year.
Jamal Murray,
Denver.
And then you have Jamal Murray, Jokic, Michael Porter Jr., yep. Will Barton,
yep.
Capazzo, he'll be back. You know what I'm saying? So, and then Aaron Gordon is still to be on the roster.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. This.
And then you got the Memphis Grizzlies up and coming with Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson,
Dylan
Brooks.
They're still a few years away.
They're still a few years away. They're a piece or two away, mm-hmm. but the point is that they're not an easy out. No
right.
More.
Oh, yeah. The West is tough.
One through nine is tough.
Yes.
Yeah, so. And then, of course, like you mentioned, Klay coming back. So now you got the Warriors thrown in the mix.
And the Warriors are going to get rid of Kelly Oubre and Wiggins somehow, and they're going to bring somebody else in there to go with
they
them.
They got the assets.
Yeah. So
they got the assets to do so. So one through nine is deep in the West, and just adding KCP type of role players for the Lakers, it's not going to cut it. So I agree with you, Keezy. The Lakers, offseason, they have a lot of needs to address and not a lot of money to address these.
But they got Rob Pelinka, though. You know what I'm saying? So
my question is,
yeah,
why did they blow it up to begin with?
Well, see, last year in the NBA Finals, LeBron made this speech about everybody wanting, you know, needing their respect.
We just want our respect. Rob wants his respect. Coach Vogel wants his respect. Our organization wants their respect. Laker Nation wants their respect. And I want my damn respect, too.
Well, LeBron, I'm going to tell you.
He said Frank Vogel needed his respect. Frank Vogel had the reigning sixth man of the year, who averaged about 20 points last year, played over 30 minutes a game. He couldn't even find a way to get him in the game, first of all. Mm-hmm. He couldn't, you know, rotate his lineups to get people in and out of the game. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do nothing with Phoenix. Mm-hmm. He needed his respect. Mm-hmm. So he did good one year. Now he's out here messing everything up. Mm-hmm. Rob need his respect. Mm-hmm. Rod had a roster that won the NBA title. He took the whole roster and just blew it up. Mm-hmm. Got rid of JaVale McGee. Mm-hmm. He got rid of Dwight Howard. Mm-hmm. Let Rondo walk for 2 years and $6 million a year. Mm-hmm. Let Danny Green go. Mm-hmm. And they brought in Montrez, mm-hmm. who Frank Vogel couldn't even figure out how to get in the game.
Mm-hmm. He don't deserve. Anytime you got a dark-skinned dude with goals in his mouth, he don't deserve to get in the game. How about that? I bet to earn your time, buddy. I bet you earn your time.
He earned his time during the season.
You can't beat out Mark Gasol for some time. Something's wrong with you.
I mean, hey, Rob need his respect.
I could run faster backwards than Mark Gasol can forward.
Well, he brought in Mark Gasol, brought in Montrez, brought in Dennis Schroeder, who was 0 for 47.
And he wants 100. He
brought
wants
in Drummond.
Drummond, I understand, because Drummond was a midseason acquisition, and they needed that because, like you said, they got rid of
Dwight. Did they?
they thought they needed it.
They had who they needed on the roster already
and
last
year. That's why I was asking, why did they even blow it up? Why not run it back? Because every player that they got rid of is still playing in the playoffs.
Yeah.
JaVale McGee is still playing with the Nuggets,
Danny
right?
Danny Green
is with the 76ers. Danny Green and Dwight Howard are still playing with the 76ers. Rondo is still playing with the Clippers. So you could have had, and I'm not saying it would have made a difference, but when AD and LeBron go out the latter part of the season, those core players have a year of experience of playing with each other. So they could have held the ship down until they possibly got back. I don't think they would have gotten a seventh seed if they still would have had them core players.
Yeah.
Because you got Rondo. Rondo would have made sure everybody was on their P's and Q's. Mm-hmm. First thing we do in the offseason, trade Kyle Kuzma. Let's get the campaign going. Next year, I'm wearing a T-shirt.
What they going to trade him for? Washing machine?
Yep. Yep. I'm trying to tell you, like, man, we probably go get some dirt bowl players.
But I don't think they can really... I mean, they can get rid of Kuzma, but they're not gonna really going to get much in return.
Don't care.
Just let him go, period?
I don't care.
He's still a talented young player, though.
Well, let him play for the Kings and go nowhere.
Oh, well, hey.
Because we ain't got time.
Bring in somebody else.
We ain't got time for this.
You going to get a second-round pick and Ben McLemore?
But, bro, at this point, we could trade Kyle Kuzma for a garlic bread and a chicken Alfredo basket, bro. It don't even matter right then at this point, dog. I'm so tired of Kyle Kuzma coming in and jacking. I'll have to find that clip for you where in the Phoenix Suns series, he came in and did a floater that touched the top of the backboard, and it was the play that made LeBron James quit.
This was the play that made LeBron quit. Thanks to Kyle Kuzma, let's watch this together. He drives to the basket and shoots this ridiculous shot, and now watch LeBron's body language. He's already given up. He's saying, sub me out, I'm done. After Kuzma did that, I'm done. Look, he's getting a sub now. Just by his body language, you can tell he's over it. Some would say he was just tired and wanted a break, but look at the score. It's 96-84 with under.
He's like, bro.
Oh, so LeBron quit?
I'm not. Yeah, he quit. Yeah, he quit.
That's my next point.
LeBron, did you see that roster?
Ah, oh, come on, man.
I would have quit too. I would have quit a long time ago.
He walked off the court on him. Talking about he need to go start treatment. If the Lakers was up by 40, they don't go start treatment early, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yep.
No, they never. They sit on the sideline and cheer lead.
Why we talking about LeBron?
The same way LeBron had to bench cheerlead when they had the lead, and he was backing up Jay Crowder playing with him.
Yeah, it was
that's
nice.
That's the way they would have been over at cheerlead, but LeBron decided he's going to walk off.
His ankle was hurt, Geezy.
It didn't look bad when he got that fast break and dunk.
I told
it looked
you.
Good then.
I told you beforehand. LeBron James' ankle was partially broken. When he first broke it, his foot was hanging off, bro.
Right,
he was out there playing with a broken foot.
Mm-hmm. Right. Then LeBron stopped shooting. He didn't even shoot the ball no more. He's like, I'm not even gonna shoot the ball.
His wrist was hurting, bro.
What do you think about that breeze going on his back, tapping him on his shoulder? Old Father Time came in and said, hey, buddy, let me holler at you for a minute. How old LeBron gonna be this year?
LeBron James, let's see, he will be 37.
37?
37 this season.
You know what that means, don't you?
Another 25-99 season.
His hairline been gone for about 15 years.
That's not the point. Him and KD both need to cut that off. Because KD's losing it in the middle, LeBron lost it in the front.
LeBron lost it everywhere. He done tried about 8 different surgeries and stuff, and his shit still just...
Bruh, call him.
Tell him I got something for him.
Bruh, KD got to put like a nicotine...
He can have some of mine.
Yeah, you got that good hair. I want to make a bet, too. Mm-hmm. But I'll
LeBron can still average 25, but he's just not going to have the same effect on the game.
He's still going to do what?
He can still average 25.
25, 9, and 9.
Hey, but if you notice, though,
hey Ryan,
most of his shots are from where?
3-point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's the glaring hole in LeBron's game?
Free throws.
3-point shooting.
Free throws.
And free throws.
Bro, when you name the greatest 3-point shooters of all time, it's Steph, Clay, LeBron.
Okay, then. So I see where the show is taking its turn, too. So we might as well go and get ready to wrap it up.
Go wrap it up. Go wrap it up. So anyways, man, we gave our predictions on the second round matchup. So I can't wait to talk about the Western Conference Finals, who I think it'll be on the west side, the Phoenix Suns versus the Utah Jazz. We got the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And on the East Coast, we got the 76ers versus the Brooklyn Nets. We got the same thing, right? Yeah. Okay. So, you know, make sure you check back in next week to see how wrong Keezy is again. Keezy, got anything you want to say to the people before we get on up out of here?
Yeah, I just got to tell them one more thing.
Watch this bull.
You know, I may not be right, but I damn sure ain't never been wrong.
Anyways, we're getting ready to get on up out of here. You can always check the show on YouTube channel, KY Beyond the Game. If you can't sit down and watch the show, you can always listen on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Which ones?
Like Spotify, okay. iTunes, SoundCloud, what else is out there, man? Whatever you listen to on podcasts, you can make sure to check it out on there as well. I'm getting ready to get on up out of here. It's your boy Q Walker. And as always, I want you to treat somebody how you want somebody to treat your mama. We got this thing. Peace.
I got a basketball Jones. I got a basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh wee ooh.